Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the S500 Behavioral Finance Series on the Community Corner podcast. Today, we're setting our sights on Microsoft Corp, a behemoth in the tech industry, through a unique and insightful lens, behavioral finance. We're eager to dissect how behavioral finance principles illuminate the strategies and decisions at one of the world's leading tech companies.
That's right, Arnav. Beyond the usual discussion of numbers and strategies, today's episode peels back the layers to delve into the psychological dynamics and behavioral underpinnings that influence Microsoft's decisions. We'll explore their commitment to diversity, their strategic market engagements, and much more, all through the behavioral finance lens.
Let's dive into the intricacies of Microsoft's decision-making processes. We often perceive these corporate decisions as purely data-driven. Yet, the influence of cognitive biases is profound, reflecting the complex human elements in corporate strategy formulation.
Absolutely, Arnav. For instance, the anchoring effect in financial decision-making is particularly notable. Microsoft, like any enterprise, may anchor decisions on historical data or past achievements, which can skew risk assessments and strategic choices. Such biases can lead to overly optimistic projections or undue conservatism, impacting long-term corporate viability.
Moreover, the impact of the status quo bias at Microsoft deserves scrutiny. The tech landscape demands constant innovation, yet the allure of the familiar can impede progress. This bias might manifest in clinging to outdated technologies or resisting necessary organizational changes, which are critical aspects to examine.
On a brighter note, Microsoft's strategic forays into areas like quantum computing demonstrate a conscious effort to overcome loss aversion. By venturing into these uncharted territories, they signal a readiness to embrace potential failures for groundbreaking innovations, showcasing a complex interplay of risk appetite and strategic foresight.
Shifting focus, let's analyze Microsoft's DEI initiatives. The tech giant has been a proponent of diversity, recognizing its intrinsic value in fostering innovation and reflecting the global customer base.
Indeed, Arnav, beyond ethical imperatives, Microsoft's DEI commitment reflects strategic acumen. By integrating diverse perspectives, the company mitigates echo chamber risks and enhances creativity. This commitment is evident in their recruitment, training programs, and community engagements, aiming to build a truly inclusive corporate culture.
The integration of these DEI efforts with Microsoft's global strategy is also noteworthy. The global marketplace is incredibly diverse, and Microsoft's workforce diversity enables the company to anticipate and meet varied consumer needs, adapt products, and devise nuanced market strategies.
Additionally, by valuing diverse insights, Microsoft counteracts the endowment effect, ensuring a more balanced and comprehensive approach to innovation and problem solving. This strategic diversity not only fosters inclusivity but also drives Microsoft to adapt and evolve in the face of global market dynamics.
Speaking of global dynamics, Microsoft's geographical and market adaptability is a testament to its robust strategic framework, informed by behavioral finance insights. They don't merely sell products, they integrate into diverse cultural and economic landscapes, showcasing remarkable adaptability and foresight.
True, Arnav. For example, Microsoft's strategy for emerging markets, emphasizing affordability and accessibility, demonstrates a keen understanding of local consumer behavior and economic conditions. Their approach underscores a nuanced application of prospect theory, recognizing how value perception varies across different socioeconomic contexts.
This adaptability extends to marketing strategies and product customization, ensuring relevance and resonance across diverse geographies. Such strategic flexibility, grounded in behavioral finance principles, allows Microsoft to navigate global complexities effectively, ensuring sustained growth and market relevance.
Absolutely, Arnav. This strategic nuance and adaptability underscore Microsoft's global acumen, reflecting a sophisticated understanding of behavioral finance dynamics that influence consumer behavior and market trends worldwide.
Now, let's contextualize Microsoft's strategies by comparing them with key industry peers like Apple, Amazon, and Google. This comparison reveals how different corporate cultures and leadership styles shape diverse approaches to decision-making and strategic risk-taking in the tech sector.
For instance, Apple's focus on product innovation and user experience illustrates a distinct approach potentially influenced by commitment bias. This contrast with Microsoft's broader enterprise and cloud-focused strategies highlights varying risk profiles and market engagement philosophies.
Similarly, Amazon's customer-centric approach and its foray into diverse business segments reflect a unique blend of risk-taking and market sensitivity, diverging from Microsoft's tech-centric innovations. Amazon's strategy showcases a different facet of prospect theory, emphasizing long-term growth over immediate profitability.
And looking at Google, their emphasis on innovation and market disruption through technologies like AI and machine learning reflects a corporate ethos driven by a quest for breakthroughs, possibly echoing a confirmation bias towards innovative success.
Through these comparisons, we appreciate the rich tapestry of behavioral finance influences across the tech industry, each company embodying distinct philosophies and strategic priorities influenced by their unique corporate cultures and leadership visions.
Indeed, understanding these variances enriches our grasp of the sector's dynamics, offering invaluable perspectives on how behavioral finance principles underpin diverse strategic approaches within the tech industry.
Wrapping up, today's deep dive into Microsoft, juxtaposed with its peers, offers profound insights into the behavioral finance dimensions that sculpt the tech industry's strategic landscapes.
We've unraveled complex interplays of psychology and finance, highlighting how they mold corporate strategies, market adaptations, and industry evolution. Our exploration affirms the pivotal role of behavioral finance in deciphering the nuances of corporate conduct and industry dynamics.
We thank you, our listeners, for joining this intricate exploration. Stay tuned for more episodes where we dissect the behavioral finance underpinnings of leading companies, enriching your understanding of business and finance.
Until we meet again, continue to explore the intricate nexus of behavior, finance, and strategy. And remember, the essence of business lies as much in understanding human psychology as it does in comprehending financial statements. We'll be right back.